Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Financial stress. That's the number one reason for a divorce. So, you know, it's so euphoric at the beginning of the relationship. I love you. I would never ask you about your money. I don't need to know anything about your family. Yes, you do. You have to go get a prenup that forces you to disclose your liabilities so that you're going into the marriage understanding what you're marrying. And this is very important. And now I treat money as the child that's born first. When you get married, right at the table, you're feeding that child called money. You better get used to it.
Yep. Kevin O'Leary.
So Kevin O'Leary... Leary on Outnumbered today, and I have to say, it is very interesting to hear him talking about money. He said, as you should treat it like the child that's born first. He said, you need to get a prenup because you have to sit down and you have to discuss these kinds of finances. And he said that people, he was talking about how like warm and fuzzy the beginning of marriage is. And he's like, oh, we don't have to talk about money. We don't have to talk about each other's families. This is such a specific group of people. I feel like these are people who are in their 30s and 40s who start dating and are maybe fast tracking the marriage because they're in their 30s and 40s. You don't need to, you know, if you start dating somebody in high school or in college or whatever, you might just from a life standpoint want to spend some time dating because you aren't in that moment ready to get married right away because you're so young. The people who are meeting in their 30s and 40s, which is a very much on trend thing to do for women to put off marriage, for women to put off children specifically. It's weird to me to think about getting married to somebody and listening to Kevin O'Leary say, you should get a prenup because people don't want to talk about money and finances before they get married. So you should have a prenup to make sure that everything's on the table. But the reason why this is so frustrating for me to hear is because marriage is so out of vogue. Hmm. Family is so out of vogue. Having children young is so unpopular in a postmodern feminist world. They talk about this postmodern feminist thing, and I differentiate that from feminism. I grew up, yes, as the benefactor of feminism. I'm a female with my own show in a male-dominated world, but there are plenty of women who are very successful doing what it is that I'm doing. But I grew up with the understanding that people were working and pushing so that women could have an equal seat at the table in rooms to be a part of the discussion, that there wasn't a boys' club, that women, if they were capable of doing the job, should be as, if they're qualified, should be as considered as any man for that job. And I think I'm the benefactor of that. But this is why we can't have nice things. Of course, the postmodern feminists have to come in and wreck everything. And, you know, the idea of a woman being able to have it all when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s was like, you know what, if you wanted to have a career, your lot in life is not just to become childbearing age, find a husband, have kids, and make sure dinner's on the table when he gets home so he can put his feet up. The very 1950s kind of world to live in. And the thing of it is that it's not to say that that lifestyle is bad. It's just that if you live it, hopefully you're choosing it. And it's not been chosen for you. If you want to be somebody who has a career, if you want to work part-time so you can stay, sometimes you can spend half the time home with your kids, and you want to also have a career where you get to go exist outside of that nucleus of your family for a moment in time and contribute to something else, you should be able to do that. If you want to have a full-time career and make it work, it's going to be tough, but you can do that. But it's up to you. Postmodern feminists came in and had to do exactly for women what they did to men, which is not to say, oh, to be equal in a room, we have to demonize the men who have put us in the corner for so long. We have payback to deliver, and that's the only way we can equal out, you know, the timeline of feminism and chauvinism that has existed in time. We have to make men pay back for the inequalities that have existed in our past, and therefore you get a culture that denigrates men and the roles that men play. And then you get to the point where you don't even get to identify what a man is. It's a weird journey, folks, but we're in the middle of it. I think we're at the end of it. But they did the same thing to women. They hurt women as well, because what they did was saying, you want to have it all? Well, don't forget that having it all is very easily documentable at the bottom line. The income that you pull in, your worth as a person is a dollar amount. It's not something that far supersedes a number on a paper or on a checking account statement or a savings account, an investment statement. One's self-worth is inherently priceless in the family that you can build. And here I can tell you, as somebody who has experience over the course of 16 years of time, that having babies when you're in your 20s and early 30s is a lot easier than when you're in your mid 30s or your late 30s or your 40s or your 50s. We have this whole postmodern feminist thing that's like, women, it's time you choose you. And in the essence of doing that, women are being told that choosing them means choosing only them, not enriching who they are as women with the superpower that they truly have, which is to bear children. Figuring out how to have it all in the old-fashioned feminism way of deciding for yourself what that looks like. That can absolutely 100% look like going to college, getting a degree, meeting and marrying a wonderful man, and choosing not to use that degree because you were using your time and your efforts and your calling to be a stay-at-home mom. And if you choose that, that's you choosing to have it all, because you're choosing what you want to. The reason why this clip from Kevin O'Leary frustrates me, and I get why he's saying it, like, from a practical, he's a money guy. He wears two watches. Why does he wear two watches? Is it like one is...
I think New York and Tokyo.
Is it okay?
I have no idea.
That's why you wear two watches. He's a money guy. He's there to talk about business. He's there to talk about money. He is a good guy to talk to if you wanted to, like, give me your advice on prenups, Kevin O'Leary. If you were looking into prenups, Kevin O'Leary would probably have some sound advice for you. But if you're looking to figure out how to go into marriage and how to have a truly successful marriage, not how to have a truly successful prenup, we have to get back to the idea that marriage is about family. Even if it's just the family that is created between the two of you, that your life now exists for the betterment of somebody else, somebody other than yourself. And you will have to deny yourself over and over and over again, because you're going to hope and pray that the person you married is going to do the exact same thing for you. And you become a better and bigger person when you're in partnership with people who are invested in you. So much so that you don't have to only ever and primarily invest in yourself. It's like kind of like taboo or old fashioned to say, but maybe even so much so that it's now punk rock to say, just find the person who aligns with your heart and your soul. Marry them and create more people like you. Like the two of you together. Have families, have children. Don't worry about being able to afford it. Ryan, you and I talk about this all the time, but people are like, oh, I'm going to wait till I have kids till I can afford it. It's like, you will never be able to afford what you think you need to afford to have kids. And if you have, I liken it to the size of a purse that a woman can carry. However big the purse is, you will fill it. And if you have are carrying a huge purse and you're so tired of lugging around all that weight all the time and you get a smaller purse, you're still going to fill that sucker and you're going to make it. You're going to make it through the day. You're going to have what you need. You're going to have to make some choices. You're going to have to make some decisions. But the smaller purse might be easier for you to carry and just as effective. And it's the right load for you. Whatever people talk about marriage, they talk about it like it's a business contract. And in that essence, you almost can't talk to Kevin O'Leary about the institution of marriage because it's about something so much more, so much bigger, spiritual even, that when you come together for marriage, it has to be a selfless investment. And I just don't think that that's culturally common any longer to look at marriage as something more than a like a roommate agreement.
I read this. I'll read the headline here just this morning. I didn't know we were going to talk about this today, but it's from The Independent. It says, it's not just more babies. Republicans are pushing the idea that one parent should ditch work and stay at home with the kids. Now, I read this article. It's written with a negative slant, but I was very encouraged to see that this is even on, you know, it's because it's beyond politics, but these are the leaders of our country right now pushing something that we desperately need as a culture. We need more parents in the house. We need more parents, period. And they're going about, and he talks about Josh Hawley looking at bigger tax credits for babies and kids and everything.
It was a big push from Marco Rubio when he was running for president in 2016. He talked about a new American future, and he talked about the American family. That was the first time Marco Rubio in 2016, in his campaign for president in 2016, was the first time that I heard a politician prioritize people, American families, the institution of families and needing to increase the population here and to sustain the population here as an investment worthy of making. Everybody else talks about sections of people. But families is everybody.
It's everybody. And it's completely necessary to every society. And to see them, not just population, because yes, we need more babies. That's where it starts with here. But it's saying that they're pushing the idea that they want to, in the scope of government, however they can, help you also not have to work.
That is a huge portion of it, though, because when we think about, you know, like what I was saying before about 1950s, stay at home, raise the family, dinner on the table at five when you know, dad walks in with his briefcase. That's not realistic right now. Oh, a single income home. My family can't sustain a single income home with four children. So are we talking about making and having babies and independently affording them on a single income household?
And this is where ideology comes in, because if you heard Democrats say, we want to make sure you don't have to work, that would be very different than if Republicans are saying,
so you can raise your kids.
We want to make it possible that you don't have to work. They're removing the barriers, tax credits and things.
They're stuffing the government in where the family should be.
Democrats.
So when the Democrats say that, they're saying we want the government to take care of you. When Republicans say that, we want your husband or your spouse or whoever it is to make enough money that you don't have to do that so that you can stay home, so that your family will take care of you.
But I love that there is a push for this because, Annie, like you're saying, this is a cultural change. This is a different focus, really. Our whole culture has to take a step back. And I really believe that young parents are doing that right now. It's one of the reasons why the younger generations are so much more conservative than they have been before, is they're taking a step back and saying, what are my priorities?
There's no like demographical slice of people that Democrats won't campaign on making sure that they have their fair share and that they don't have to, you know, struggle or suffer. But there's always a cap on that. What can they provide? What can they offer you? They can only offer you so much. And the irony of it is that what they offer you is barely enough to survive. And then they threaten that if you don't vote for them, the other folks won't offer you the same thing. No, they offer you so much more. The difference between offering you a guarantee of the most basic minimum versus the other side that wants to offer opportunity. And if you look at what the president is doing, he is creating opportunity in so many of the transformational policies that he's implementing. And of course, we'll wait and see the trust but verify on the tariff implementation. We will wait and see if the investment in business, production, jobs comes back to the shores of the United States. But I keep pushing this and I keep wanting folks to remember this. If Donald Trump is able to do that and we're able to get back to a time, an American renaissance of sorts, where people take pride in the work that they do. It's just not, I mean, people do. People are proud to earn what they earn, to have what they have, to do a good job at their job that is good. But you're not supposed to be outwardly proud of it. You're not supposed to be, outwardly proud to work for a company or to, you know, be a part of something bigger. I mean, the word corporate is a bad word. If you're proud of anything in 2025, it's supposed to be whatever is your highest ranking victimhood. And you wear that on your sleeve, maybe even literally with patches or stickers or bumper stickers or some sort of indicator that you are a member of an oppressed portion of our society, and therefore you will be respected now. And it's weird to think that, like, in comparison to that, it's like, okay, well, what can I contribute to? What can I do? Like, whatever your victimhood jackpot is, that's a roll of the dice. That, in many cases, comes with your genetics, your gender, your skin color. It depends on who you ask, but your sexual orientation. All of these things are, you were born this way. And there's really nothing that you can do to change it. So then you got to wear that as a badge of honor, as your victimhood, to outwardly virtue signal to people how they're supposed to treat you back. And that's the, you know, that's the trophy you get to put up on your mantle home to say, see what I've done with this. When in the meantime, it's like, what if you're employee of the month? What if you're what if you're a man? Like, think about this, the most stereotypical characteristic. Like, you spend all of your time, you pour yourself into your work. You spend, maybe as a man, more time working than your wife does, and she's tending to the kids, but you nail the deal. You make the sale. You get the buy. You make the accomplishment. You're not really supposed to be outwardly proud of that any longer. You're not really supposed to boast about that. You're not supposed to boast about anything, especially if you're a white guy. That's just not the world we live in. Like, what if the thing that we tried, the best foot forward that we had to show to our peers, were our accomplishments? The things that we applied ourselves to, that we succeeded in, not some sort of, 15 pieces of flair, office space, virtue signaling that we've been doing now for 20 years, probably. I mean, it's 2025, going into the Obama election. That was when hope and change was winnable policy. And it was all on making sure that people who felt marginalized knew that they had a place. They had a safe space. I remember the time before safe space was an understood phrase. And that was enough. I mean, like, sure, if you've been marginalized, if you've been victimized, I don't ever want anyone to not feel safe. But you can't get to the point where you've bullied people into seeing you, and then the being seen is not the end of the deal. Like, that has to be at best the beginning. We're not like that anymore. And the things that we publicly take pride in, the things we build and we create, the creation of people is now, you'll get to that when you get to that. How much money have you made? What are you doing with your degree? It's so upside down, and it's not sustainable. Just ask Elon Musk. He's always talking about population decline.
Well, for 20 years, we have not taught perseverance at all. We have taught the opposite, that if something comes against you, man, you better just shell up, because the whole world's, you can't beat them.
And the government, if you elect the right ones, will be the safety net to catch you every single time.
We will take care of you. Just vote for us. It does feel like, though, I mean, Donald Trump made that, ending DEI, a central part of his campaign. The ad that was pretty famous from November of 2024 was, Joe Biden is for they, them. Donald Trump is for you.
Yeah.
It was very famous. I do really feel like in the last few months, maybe even past that, we are having a national detox off of that kind of thinking.
You feel like you're breathing
fresher. It's refreshing. And it's not over. And that's why Democrats look so crazy right now, is that they haven't let go of that stuff and the nation's moving on.
I want to get your thoughts on the idea of prenups and the institution of marriage and culturally where that is right now. We'll talk to Brad and Ryan about that when we come back. We'll feature some of your comments as well. If you join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote in the YouTube live chat poll as well. We want to know if President Trump and the United States should accept the Qatari airplane. Yes or no? You can go vote, leave a comment. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just watching a little, it's like a movie. St. Louis in the Park.
Yeah, but there's no real story arc. You know, it's just
no,
watching.
No, there is. Absolutely. This guy was unstable, and it turned out that he had to pee, so he leaned up on a tree, he relieved himself, and then he sauntered away.
Oh, he left?
Oh, he's coming back. I'm a little distracted.
Yeah.
Well, there's a YouTube video, right, of the pooper on the tree?
Is the protagonist in this story the pee guy, or is it you, the viewer?
I think it's up to you. It's like a complete your own story. Choose your own adventure. Yeah, what do you want to happen? I don't know. There's some people laying on the ground. And after watching that man just urinate, I don't know that I would ever lay on the ground in that park. But welcome to St. Louis, folks.
I don't usually lay on the ground anywhere.
You ever lay in the park? No, go to a nice park and watch the clouds go by?
I mean, my wife will do a picnic, throw down a blanket and just eat strawberries and grapes.
A blanket?
Yeah, blanket.
Like a little one.
Never seen a blanket?
We were talking about marriage before the break, and Kevin O'Leary is saying that he's highlighting the number one cause of divorce. He thought it would be infidelity, but no, it ends up being money. And he said, you got to get a prenup because you have to talk about these finances before you get married. I can't imagine being in a relationship with someone and there being any secrets.
No, he's just suggesting you have to talk about it. I guess he's saying
no, he
that a
said
lot of
you have to get a prenup.
All.
He so says in there will. Multiple times,
yeah.
Get a prenup because you have to put everything on the table.
Well, the good advice he's giving is to talk about it if you're not. You should talk about your finances before you get married.
Talk about your families.
Talk about everything.
Yeah, he said that people don't want to talk about their money or their families. It's like, What were you talking about while you were dating?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Probably this guy in the park.
I mean, you could do probably.
Hey, that guy, that's a pretty crazy story, huh? Want to get married?
What are your opinions on guy peeing in the park?
No.
On the tree.
I asked you a serious question and you didn't answer it.
What was this question?
You weren't even listening.
You're right.
This is why relationships break up. Do you believe in prenups? Do you think that that's a necessary thing? And is the institution of marriage so far separated from what would probably be, I would assume, in all three of our marriages to other people, biblically based, to create a new family between two people? Like, it just seems like 2025 marriage is a business deal.
Yeah, it does.
It's definitely being presented that way.
I don't think people naturally go there, though. Yes, socially, we're presenting this is a contract. You have to consider these things, which is true. You do have to consider those things. I still think people get into relationships because they want to be in love and they want to be with somebody.
Gosh,
so,
that's not marriage, though.
I'm not saying it is.
You have to be in love in a marriage, but the marriage, the reason you get married is because for the times where you're not in love. The love part is easy.
But that's still the motivator for most people to seek out relationships and or marriage is this fantasy of constant companionship, love, everything's good.
You see people, like famous celebrity people, I imagine it would be very difficult to have a marriage and be two very public figures. Because there'd be constant allegations and suggestions that would be completely untrue that would make you doubt. And that doubt is the problem. People will get married, you know, celebrities and stuff for however much we pay attention to those anymore. And like if they get married and they last for 5 years, people are like, they were married for 5 years. And it's like, how can that be? You know, I understand that marriages fall apart and that maybe they fall apart in 5 years time. But I just don't think that the cultural understanding of the institution of marriage is anything other than a contract that you can opt into and then you can get out of.
Agreed.
And that's not, I mean, you could never sustain that. I don't even know why I would want to, if that is what I believed marriage to be, I don't think I would ever participate in marriage.
First of all, that's one of the reasons I never married Amber Heard or Blake Lively, is that I thought this is going to be too public. I'm a public figure. They are too. I'm not going to do it. But second, don't you have, real point. No, that one was kind of a joke. I don't know if you picked that up. Don't you have to believe in a higher power to consider marriage something other than a contract? Because that's the only way you're entering into a covenant.
Yeah, what's the point of marriage if it's not bigger than the sum of its parts?
Yeah. I'm asking the question openly. If you're listening to us now and going, oh, no. You actually can. Here's how me and my wife approached it. That's way beyond a contract.
My dad's going to text me and my wife.
But God.
Scooping you, Chuck.
I'm going to do that forever. I'm not changing.
On purpose.
I'm not changing for you. I'm not changing for anybody.
You sound like 16-year-old me.
Please let us know if your marriage is not based on a higher power, God, and you look at it as something else than a contract. I would love to know what that
is. How would you be adherent to a commitment?
I don't know.
If it were just that breakable. Now, that doesn't mean that if I am very aware of experiences of people who are in my life who have very much had a marriage that was rooted in the spiritual things and the marriages didn't last for a variety of reasons. Outside of that, though, like just you kind of have to know that the divorce that could potentially proceed there would be an exception to the rule. I just don't even think it's an exception. I think that like marriage can be the choice at the beginning. And then you can make a new choice at some point, at any time. Like a baseball player who, I'm gonna be a St. Louis Cardinal. I was drafted by him. I'm going to be a St. Louis Cardinal for life. And then 10 years you get into it and you're like, well, you know, I think things are different now. And then you become a Chicago Cub or something. And you think to yourself, like, oh, my younger self would never have. But, this, you know, things change. Circumstances alter and differ. And then you make a new decision and people can like look at that decision and go, I can understand how they decided they wanted to move to Chicago or whatever.
I'm looking at the comments. I'm sure somebody is going to say, Ryan, no, we don't consider it a covenant before God, but we do take it very seriously. That's not what I'm saying. I understand you could take your marriage very, very seriously as the most important relationship slash contract, whatever. I'm just asking what the difference is for you.
Because breaking a covenant with God
is
a little bit different than breaking a covenant with a partner who also is like, I could move on.
Right. Please tell me what that is. And I'm genuinely asking. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm just asking the question.
The comments are interesting coming in here. Brad, did you have something you want to say?
I was just thinking about like what Ryan was saying. The society is definitely pushing it, marriage as a contract. And the question is that you hear young people or people today asking is what does the other person bring to the table? This is what I'm bringing to the table. What are you bringing to the table? But whenever you get into like a covenant, what you're basically saying in that point is, I will, you know, so that's the vows in marriage. I will love you in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, until death do us part. I will do that. It's not, I will do that if you do this for me. It is a statement of what you are swearing that you are going to do, and vice versa for the other person marrying you. And then whenever you add religion into it, you're doing that before God. That's what a covenant is. Kevin O'Leary is right in saying that you have to talk about things. I've performed marriages. I've done marriage ceremonies. I will not perform a marriage ceremony if they do not do premarital counseling. We talk about everything in that premarital counseling. We don't want anybody coming into a marriage with expectations that aren't correct of the other person. And they hash it out. Sometimes they get together and they find out, man, maybe we're not supposed to be together, or maybe we're not supposed to be together yet. And they go back and they work on other things, and they kind of call off the ceremony for a while. But you have to communicate. You have to give of yourself. It is not like, what can I give and get in return? You don't go into marriage thinking about, what am I going to get out of this? It should be, what am I going to put into this, and how much am I going to commit to this?
Ron says on YouTube, I have always been single, ensuring my happiness and the happiness of at least one woman out there.
a lot of decent jokes. I'm not. Hey, yeah. You guys have been all right here. I liked marriage is the leading cause of divorce.
Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
Rick says marriage is serious business, or at least it should be. I just don't think we take it incredibly serious. Kathy says celebrating 40 years of marriage this summer. That's wonderful. Amazing. My family is going to Hawaii at the end of May, and we've been planning this trip for over, I think, 2 years. And my parents in September will celebrate 50 years, which is kind of crazy to think that my parents could have been together for 50 years, and that my husband and I have been together dating wise in a relationship for 21 years, just a few 17 years, I think. 17 years?
Yeah,
17, 18. 18 years in September for us as well. It goes by fast, and it isn't easy. It's not for the weak. But as is pretty much anything out there, the effort you put in, the harder the work, the better the reward. That's certainly been my experience. Quick break. When we come back, let's get to the results of the YouTube live chat poll. Should President Trump in the United States accept the Qatari plane? You can go weigh in right now. We've got almost 250 votes right now. And it's closer than I thought it would be. So you might have an effect and sway this poll. We're very close to 12,000 subscribers. Come join us. We'd love to have you. If you've thought about it before, just pull out YouTube on your phone. It's as simple as pulling out the app, YouTube app, and then find Annie Frey, F-R-E-Y. You'll see my photo up there. You can subscribe. We would love to have you. Help push us past 12,000. Results of the YouTube live chat poll next. Don't go away.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wouldn't it be amazing to spend... Okay, so we're in our 40s. Wouldn't it be amazing to watch the next 20, 40 years of our lives restore some of the cultural things to our society that we kind of heard about it growing up? We know that it exists. We lived with people who only understood that as their reality. Our grandparents, I had one grandparent who, my dad's dad was a captain in the United States Army during World War II. He was a map maker for farms at home, and that was his skill that translated to him being an officer in the Army, to be able to map. You know, topography and maps is pretty important in war. And so that was his job. Both of my grandmothers were homemakers in the best sense. Like, all of the things that warm your heart, if you think about this, maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong, but all of the things you think about from your childhood and spending time at grandma and grandpa's, possibly, the things that seem so warm to me about those elements are traditional things that the cultural antagonists have tried to snuff out completely. Do you have, you know, I didn't pre-screen you guys in your relationships with your grandparents, but do you have that growing up, like family connections that are, you know, like fresh cookies or sitting and listening to the baseball game with grandpa, playing games, like just family connections?
100%. And both sides of the family, too. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, my extended family is all from the St. Louis Metro East.
Same.
That's how close everybody
Same.
Is. So I know that's not for everybody. But on one side, on my Wiggins side, my grandma Wiggins, we still, you know, we were just together Sunday for Mother's
I've met
Day.
Her.
Yeah.
In Granite City.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
I just told her the other day, I really like just, usually during soccer practice lately, I get to sit and talk with grandma. And we just hang out.
I would do anything to
it's
have
great.
My grandparents
back. That was
back.
So cool.
It's
what
great.
Did your grand? What did you tell? I don't know if you're going to remember this. It was right when we went to that diner in Granite City is when I met her. But it was recently around then. You told a story about how your grandma was laughing so hard. She was listening to us. Do you remember what it was about?
Oh, no, I don't remember what
Think
it was.
Think about that, and I'd like to circle back to that.
Well, I'll have to ask her, because I'm not going to remember.
I bet it'll come back to you at a weird time, and it could be weeks from now. But there was something that we were doing on the air, and your grandma was listening, and you said somebody told you or whatever that she was just laughing so hard about it. And that I remember that story because that makes me so happy. Only having met your grandmother one time to know that we were able to do that. But like, those family connections are so important. Those are your memories. Like, when you think about, gosh, I could do another 3-hour show on this. But when I think about my childhood and the memories that I have, and I played sports, I played 4 sports, played summer softball. That was a key part of it. As much as I played sports and had accomplishments along the way, not every team I played on was fantastic. We had a few that were really great, and I have memories from that. But the memories I have from a child are not trophies. They're not, you know, finishing a certain place at a tournament. And when I think about how there is a whole industry that is selling off and commoditizing childhood to where you get to be a freshman, sophomore, junior in high school, maybe you finish your senior year playing that sport, you get done and you're like, I don't want to do this ever again for work because it's so laborious. When I think about spending a week at my grandma's house and we'd go fishing or we'd bake cookies or we'd watch the Cardinals game, we would stay up and watch In the Heat of the Night.
Wow.
And Love Connection. Yeah. And I mean, I've watched reruns of those just like they're terrible. But I go back and watch reruns of that. And I'm like, why were we watching this, Grandma and Grandpa? We were seven. But that's what you did. I want those memories. I'm trying so hard to connect my children as children to the things that I want them to hold dear to for the rest of their life that they're going to want to replicate for their kids and my grandkids someday. I just want that so bad. I mean, we sell our kids' childhoods off.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, like, at the end, like, if you have the most possible success that you can, what is it? Is it a college scholarship? Are they a pro athlete?
Oh, out of sports?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I see it the most. I see it with dance. Maybe dance is a sport.
Sports band.
I hate saying that. I say it too often because I really do believe it.
What?
But I'll say it to other dads while we're standing there. And I'm not trying to be mean, but their reaction suggests that maybe I am being mean.
What are you saying?
Look,
hey,
no,
jerk.
They're not. None of them are going to be pros anyway. You know? Like, duh. But sometimes people don't react well when
I
say that.
I mean, like, what are you selling away? What are you giving away that you will never, ever, ever be able to get back? Like, just in your mind, it's important to know what is the greatest success that we could have here? And you could, I mean, it could be a fraction of a percentage of a chance that happens. But what's the greatest success? What is the best we could do with what we're giving away?
You're talking, you said it. It's like maybe a college scholarship. You hollow out their entire childhood, the formative years, the things where they develop all of the personality quirks and traits that make them them.
And the connection to family.
And the connection.
That makes you want to replicate that in your life.
I just said the opposite of this, which is that I don't take it so seriously that we're, you know, we push. But also, I don't think we're really sacrificing a lot to do sports either. I think.
Are you talking about you personally?
Yeah, yeah. It depends on your priority. It really depends on how you approach it. Because we just approach it as it's something that as long as everybody enjoys doing it, that
but
we're not burning ourselves
assessment.
Out. Yeah, you have to constantly be asking that question and keep the ball.
And
in
you
front
know,
of you.
If you are constantly assessing it, Ryan, you've seen it, haven't you? People who are bargaining their kid's childhood and living a little vicariously.
Absolutely. You
it's
see it
sad.
In every sport.
And I have been internally pressured to participate in that and then kind of seen how that unfolds in people who have gone before me a little bit. And I'm like allergic to it now, probably too much.
That's when you have to remind yourself, what's the outcome here? Because when we are pressing, because there's times where it's like we're going in three directions to take kids different places. It's in those moments that I have to say, why are we doing this? Just to be sure. And usually the answer is because we all want to be. It's fun.
And as long as that's the answer.
And as long as that's the answer. And that when we go through something difficult on the field, especially, we're building character attributes that are eternal. Much more than whatever the sport at hand is. And I have to remind myself that too.
Yeah. The ultimate purpose served can be something bigger than just sports. And it should be. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Should President Trump in the United States accept the Qatari airplane? Yes or no? Brad, what do you think about this poll?
Yeah, I think you should absolutely accept the airplane. Like Buzz Patterson was saying, it's being gifted to the was it the Air Force or the Department
of Defense?
Yeah. So the DOD has it. They're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. If they can't make it work for Air Force One, they can make it work for something else. So I think, yes, you take it. No, it's not a bribe. Yes, it was made in America. I also think that don't miss that Trump is doing this very publicly, and I think he's doing it to put the screws to Boeing to tell them to hurry up.
I was talking with some people over the weekend, and apparently President Trump put out on social media something like before some deals were done, he's like, everybody go buy stock right now. And we were talking about, like, that kind of feels like insider trading, but that's the exact opposite of it.
Yeah, it's outside.
Yes, it's outsider trading. Ethan, you have thoughts on this poll?
I think that Brad brought up some really good points. And I don't know. I kind of saw the reasons for both sides. But if the U.S. government can't, kind of like Brad said, put a fine tooth comb through this and really figure out if it's able to be used for that, then what are we doing? Mm-hmm. So I'm a yes on that.
Ryan?
I was a no, but you know, Brad really made some great points, so I'm a yes. I'm kind of with
Brad on
this.
So I'm still a no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all yeses in here. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I couldn't write you a paper on bullet points why we should say yes to this without also being able to argue against that, mostly because the put the other guy in there, do I trust them? No.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I'm just unabashedly saying, I trust Trump to do this. And so it's a yes, but I wouldn't trust anybody else until they earn that for me as well. You want to give the results?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to make sure that that was getting picked up on. Mm-hmm. 278 mm-hmm. votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Mm-hmm. It says, should President Trump and the USA accept the Qatari airplane? And 64% of the people say yes, the president should, and 36% say no.
64%, two-thirds.
Does anybody else chant USA, USA, anytime they see that written? No, okay.
No, I no see okay. USA and I say, what does that stand for?
No, okay.
USA.
You know, this is just a side note. One of the things that President Trump was talking about in Saudi Arabia in front of the Crown Prince to this crowd full of Saudis he was like, and we named it the Gulf of America, which everybody loves except for Mexico. He said that. And I wish that I kind of understand why in the Trumpian world they didn't. The Gulf of Mexico is still in America. Mexico is still part of North America. And the whole hemisphere are Americas.
Yeah, we're the United States of
It could have been the Gulf of the USA.
Ooh.
And that would have been, I almost feel like maybe in the second half of his term, he might rename it to that again, just to be more specific.
Gulf of Trump.
Trumpkin Bay.
But of all of the things you could name it, the Gulf of America was actually pretty kind of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's more inclusive.
It was an olive branch to Canada.
He's the inclusive guy the room, don't you think?
I love him so much.
All right. What is he going to do next? Lord knows, but we'll be covering it here on 97.1 FM Talk. And the Mark Reardon Show picks it up right here. Don't go away. What do you want from me?
I'm not American. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.